Good afternoon. It's Mark Boy Tees. Today is Monday, December 27th, and we're talking about what is a bear market, what is a bull market, and what is investing. So, Naif, you want to start and tell us what did you learn today?
Bull market is something that goes up for a long time. Bear market goes down for a long time. And they both follow each other, or they could stay the same over time. And for a bull market, it's a good time to sell your stocks. And the bear market, stock prices are going up. And it's affected by the market sentiment and dollar cost averaging.
You said the bear market was a good time to sell your stock.
Bull.
Yeah, you did say that. But the bear is a good time to what? Buy the stock when the prices are low. Correct? What else? What else? Okay. What else do you have down regarding?
Stock market return 11%. Bonds and real estate.
Is this for investing?
Mm-hmm.
Alright, so what is investing?
Buying stocks.
Or what else? What was the three things they mentioned that you can...
Stock, bonds, and real estate.
Mm-hmm. That could make you money over time. What else?
The actions you take help grow your money.
So what were some examples that they gave if you, based on your actions?
Investing $5,000 and then in 20 years they could turn to $40,000, then in 30 years, 100,000.
Yeah, so the earlier you start, the better it is. Anything else you have?
No.
Alright, Dia, what do you have? Come closer and talk loud.
When stock prices go up for a long time, and the bear market is when stock prices go down for a long time, and the bull starts low and makes more, and the bear starts high and moves down, and they sometimes follow each other, but sometimes the stock rates stay in the same place. And interest rates in the bull market is a good time to sell, and it sells stock if you want to make a profit, and a bear has good company at a low price.
Now I can hear you in your room loud, so talk louder and move closer because you got me stretching, it's hurting my arm, so talk louder. What do you have? Is that all you have for the bear and the bull market? All right, what do you have for investing?
It's an action you take with your money to make to grow. And you have stocks, bonds, and real estate. And you need a lot to invest in. It doesn't matter what age you invest money in, and if you start, and it's 11% per year for stocks, and if you put $5,000 in 2 years,
20 years,
in 20 years you have like $400,000,
$40,000. And then that same $5,000 could be worth how much in 30 years?
11%.
No, $100,000. And then they gave the example of if you invest $1,000 at the age of 60, at the age of 20, if you invest $1,000 at the age of 20, once you turn 60, it could be worth how much? And then it was an example, if you invested that same $1,000 at the age of, what was it, 20? I think it was different. I don't know. I can't remember the numbers. But they gave, say if you invested it at 20, and then they gave you an example, if you invested it at maybe 30, the significant difference it could be at the age of 60. I don't remember the number, so that's basically it. So what did this teach you?
That you can start low and earn money when you get older. And you can start at a young age and have a lot of money when you get older.
If you invest it properly, correct? And what are the three things you could invest in?
Stock, bonds, and real estate.
Okay. All right, that's it. Hope you guys enjoyed this segment. That's the end. See you next time. Bye.